You're listening to Shift, Human First Financial Guidance with Ross Marino.
Today, we are shifting the conversation with Sondra Davis. Hello, Sondra.
Hello there, Ross. It is so good to be with you.
Really been looking forward to having you on the show. I know you've been in this industry for so many years. You are one of the trailblazers of helping advisors understand how people think, how they feel, how they make decisions. Really excited to have you talk here and eventually speak at Shift in 2024. But for some people that may not know you, how about you start off by doing a quick introduction?
Absolutely. So I'm Sondra Davis. I am a financial coach. I'm a founding member of the Financial Therapy Association. I have a master's degree in financial planning. I am a master certified coach and a mindfulness teacher, a certified mindfulness teacher. So when you put all of those things together, you get the essence of how do I help people reconcile their vision for their lives with their behavior and what matters most.
Excellent. Can't wait to hear you speak with Alan Moore at Shift 2024. And when we originally spoke, you had mentioned some of the tools and resources that you used, and one of them immediately caught my attention. It was the continuum of financial well-being. And when you put up a graphic on the screen, I think I said out loud, that's what we have to talk about, because I just loved it and it made sense. How about you talk about where did the continuum of financial well-being come from and how it applies today?
Thank you. So it's really exciting to me as well, because it was an iterative process. That tool came to be, well, that framework came to be because I learned at a conversation with one of our financial planning colleagues in 2005. She said, I can't get my client to live within her $50,000 a month budget. Blow my hair back, right? So I said, oh, wow. Okay. So it's not about the money. And so that's when I started to learn about coaching. And so I went to a coach training program. I started to learn how do I help people navigate this behavior beast when it comes to personal finance. And then as I was doing that, I started hearing from financial planners, well, wait a minute, are you trying to say coaching is better than planning? And then financial counselors were saying, well, I'm a counselor and I think counseling works just fine. And well, what about education? And, you know, therapy wasn't a thing back then as it is today. But I was getting in what I thought was helping people begin to navigate this different approach. People were actually saying either or, counseling or coaching, planning or coaching. And it was becoming a scenario where people seemed to think it had to be either or, and that one was better than the other. And so I developed this continuum framework to help reconcile the fact that it's not either or, it's both and sometimes all, that helps people to navigate whatever their personal financial experience is as a consumer. And the flip side of that, helping professionals navigate what work makes my heart beat fast, right? What do I want to do? And so that was really the impetus for it.
Well, and that actually ties into my second question. So first, I would ask you to maybe identify the steps along the continuum, but then go to the next stage, which is I look at this continuum and I'm a financial planner. So I'm going to start somewhere and try to figure out how to bring in some of the other aspects. Somebody else may not have the day-to-day responsibilities that I have. They might approach it from a different perspective. So can you start with the different areas, name them, and then how can I go about figuring out where should I start or where should I put my resources?
Absolutely. So the continuum, although it's laid out appearing linear, it really isn't. I'm going to lay it out and then just kind of we'll talk about how it flows. So the first thing is financial education, right? And that is this focusing on this transfer of knowledge. Do you know what you need to know to be able to make good financial decisions that facilitate your financial health? Do you know what you need to know, right? And so from a consumer side, that becomes, am I knowledgeable about the fundamentals? Do I know what I need to know? From a professional side, it's, do I enjoy doing workshops? Do I want to train people one-on-one? How do I want to educate the public, my clients, whoever your population is. And then there's financial counseling, and that's most notably the accredited financial counselor that the AFCPE does, right? But also there are many types of financial counselors: housing counselors, budget counselors. HUD, Housing and Urban Development, has housing counselors that are accredited that you have to actually go through them if you want down payment assistance for people who qualify for those kinds of programs. So there's all kinds of different financial counselors. Now, that's different from a therapist. We'll get to those in just a minute. But in the personal finance world, counseling is generally more directive, more advice-driven, and really helping you actually build your budget, pull your credit score, develop a debt reduction plan, those kinds of things. And then there's the coach. And of course, that's my happy place. The coaching is all about, are you aligning what you know with what you do, right? So we know that the knowledge is necessary. The financial education is necessary, but you can know better and not do better. And that's what the coaching element brings in. And coaching is about the transformation of the human, right? So if you and I were working together and you said, Sandra, I really want to manage my money better, a counselor might say, well, okay, let's take a look at your budget. What do your expenses look like? What does your income look like? You know, an educator will say, so this is how you do a budget. This is what you do. A coach is going to say, what will be different about your life when you're managing your money differently? What does managing your money differently look like to you? How will the people you care most about be impacted by this change, right? So I'm looking at the transformation of the human, and then the human deals with their situation, right? You'll notice I don't say problem or issue, right? So I work with the client, and the client addresses their topic. So I never see a client's budget, which I absolutely love. I never have to do that. Now, financial planners, you all know what you all do. And that's going to be this more comprehensive approach looking at. Now, that doesn't mean financial planners don't look at the human side. It's just not the main driver in the communication between the consumer and the professional. Whereas with the coach, that's the main communication. And then finally, there's therapy. Now, when I first built this is back in 2007, and the Financial Therapy Association didn't exist yet. That didn't happen until 2010. And so now the idea of the financial therapist is there something that is keeping you from aligning your vision and your values and your behaviors? So a coach might deal with limiting beliefs, but the therapist can actually navigate with you if there are diagnoses that impact, if there are issues regarding financial infidelity and other deep-seated issues that can keep you from taking action on your plan. So this, again, all came together because of the realization of recognizing that there's what we know about money. There's what we can hear from the professional who gives us our personal financial plan. And then there's what do we do to implement. So when we think about financial education, financial counseling, financial coaching, financial therapy, financial planning, and financial therapy, that continuum can meet people wherever they are. And so a financial planner may choose to work with a coach to help support the client's accountability. So the planner might develop the plan, but not feel so comfortable with inviting that client to be accountable to implementing the plan. That's how we end up with the statements like, I have a non-compliant client. So coaches help facilitate that, right? The financial planner may also have a client that really does need help with managing a debt reduction plan. And the planner may not either have that skill or that desire. And so they could work with a counselor to help the clients build that sort of thing. And then there's also, of course, the education. Planners are always providing some degree of education to their clients. And you might find the clients need more or more detail, particularly around things like home purchases. Is it better to rent or to buy? And housing counselors are really skilled at those kinds of things. So there's this huge opportunity for professionals all along the continuum to connect, communicate, share information, share tools and resources, all for the ease of the professional, right? So we can enjoy what we do and for the benefit of the clients that we serve.
part of shifting the conversation is to understand that maybe what you're trying to do in the financial planning environment isn't going to happen, or it hasn't been happening. And I think understanding the continuum will help us see different ways to engage people, because we have set the bar so high as financial planners, and a lot of people either won't approach us, or we start working with them and then they're, I love that, by the way, non-compliant. Right. So understanding the different aspects of coaching and therapy is really going to make a difference. I appreciate the work you do. Can't wait to hear you speak again at Shift 2024. So thanks for being on the show, Sandra.
Absolutely. It's been a joy.
Thank you for listening to Shift with Ross Marino. Please visit humanfirst.live to learn more. This show is for general information purposes only and is not intended to provide recommendations or advice. Speak with a legal, tax, or financial advisor before making any decisions. Past performance references are historical and do not guarantee future results.